Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Lifestyle and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, September 4th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of lifestyle and culture news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Boys and Girls Clubs of Broward County unveil symbolic panther sculpture for Panthers on the Prowl campaign. Boys and Girls Clubs of Broward County unveiled a symbolic panther sculpture for the Panthers on the Prowl campaign. Rita Case donated the statue, which was decorated by four young artists from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Broward County. The initiative, in collaboration with the American Cancer Society and Florida Panthers President Bill Zito, aims to raise funds for cancer research and patient services. The artwork, named Legacy on the Prowl, features the Florida Panthers logo, American Cancer Society pink socks, and empowering words. Selected sculptures will be showcased during a special event at Amarant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Rita Case, president and CEO of Rick Case Automotive Group, expressed appreciation for the artwork's message of hope and community impact.
Q&A with Jason Wong and Wadi Longchar, owners of Studio Pilates International Williamsburg. Jason Wong and his wife, Wadi Longchar, opened Studio Pilates International Williamsburg in September 2024, inspired by Wadi's transformative experience as a client at a different location. With backgrounds in hospitality, wellness, and corporate consulting, the couple built a thriving community hub in just 9 months, welcoming over 1,250 clients and partnering with local brands. Known for its supportive and inclusive environment, the studio focuses on individualized attention and community building. Looking ahead, Jason and Wadi plan to expand to Long Island City, continuing their mission to empower people both inside and outside the studio. Their success is rooted in a client-first mentality and a commitment to building genuine relationships. Per Adoption Plus Sanctuary, an abandoned pet rescue, to host Thrifty Kitty pop-up boutique. Per Adoption Sanctuary and Abandoned Pet Rescue are teaming up to host the Thrifty Kitty Pop-Up Boutique on Tuesday, September 30th. This event, in honor of National Happy Cat Month, will feature a sneak peek from 4 to 5 p.m. and general admission from 5 to 8 p.m. Attendees can shop for men's and women's fashion to support these organizations and help give cats and dogs a second chance at life. Admission is free, and full bags are $50 while half bags are $25. Luxury brands and wedding dresses are excluded from the buy a bag, fill a bag option. Proceeds will be split between both organizations to continue their life-saving work. Don't miss this opportunity to shop, save lives, and meet adoptable cats and dogs looking for their forever homes.
Charlestown artists paint a beautiful mural for all to enjoy. Charlestown's Fireside artists recently painted vibrant works of art to cover temporary construction walls, transforming the space into a beautiful gallery. Over the course of a month, residents lined the hallway with colorful depictions of landscapes, flowers, wildlife, and scenes representing life at Charlestown. The 2x6-foot panels, stretching 50 feet, were painted using acrylic paint. The artists discussed their ideas beforehand and submitted their concepts for review, resulting in a collaborative and visually stunning project. Residents and staff enjoyed watching the evolution of the artwork, with many making it a part of their daily schedule to observe the artists at work. The Fireside artists' work will remain on display until renovations are completed in 2026, bringing joy and beauty to the Charlestown community.
Brooksby residents explore different cultures through clubs. Residents at Brooksby Village in Peabody, Mass. Are immersing themselves in different cultures through a variety of clubs and activities. From Asian American heritage to German, French, and Italian language clubs, residents have the opportunity to socialize, engage, and learn from one another. These cultural activities, like monthly group dinners and language clubs, enhance residents' overall well-being. The diverse groups, such as the Asian American Dinner Club, German Table, Circle Francais, and Italian Language Class, provide a sense of community and belonging for residents. These clubs continue to grow, offering residents the chance to broaden their horizons and celebrate cultural heritage.
Investor News Breaks, SEG Media Corporation, NASDAQ-SEG LTRYW, launches redesigned corporate website to mark turnaround and growth phase. SEG Media Corporation, a sports, entertainment, and gaming conglomerate, has launched its newly redesigned corporate website, segmediacorp.com, marking the completion of its turnaround and the beginning of its growth phase. The site emphasizes SEG Media's shift towards a content-first platform focused on fan engagement and immersive digital experiences, while providing centralized access to sports.com, concerts.com, and lottery.com. This relaunch showcases SEG Media's unified corporate identity, investor transparency, and fan engagement initiatives, positioning the company as a forward-thinking media brand. To learn more, visit segmediacorp.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Lifestyle and Culture Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.